Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Joanna Rodriguez is back.
Joanna!
Hey!
What's up, Joe Rowe?
I mean, I'm a little hesitant to talk about this because I just don't want people to judge me and think that I'm like...
It's too late for that.
Honey, you're on the radio.
Yeah. People
judge. I know,
it comes with the territory.
It's a little bit like being on the reality TV show and saying, I want to try to keep my private life private.
Yeah.
You're on the radio. People are going to judge you.
People will judge you.
They just judged you on you saying that you didn't want to be judged.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
It's not so much a judging as it is just a critique.
Okay. That's a nice way to put
like
it. That sounds much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you call it a couple of years ago? We weren't criticizing. We were evaluating.
Yeah.
They're just evaluating your material.
Yeah, we're just evaluating your situation. We're not judging it.
Okay. Well, evaluate, if you will, my situation with...
Oh my God, you're a skank.
So, okay. Jason has a really... big group of friends.
For those of you that don't know, Jason is the not fiance.
The not fiance.
The boyfriend.
Exactly.
Of 2 years.
And he has a really great, big group of friends, and he still keeps in touch with them. Well, one friend in particular has a fiance who is just perfect. Perfect in every way, shape, and form.
You've talked about this girl before.
Yeah, I have. This is the girl that we wouldn't invite to go rafting because she's too pretty and all my friends would be too intimidated to wear a bathing suit around her.
All right. When you say all my friends would be intimidated, were you the one that spearheaded the charge to keep her out of that group?
No, I wouldn't say I was at the head of... I wasn't the leader, but I definitely took place in that parade.
You got on board.
Somebody suggested she's not invited on that trip, and you just sort of ran with that.
It was just, if she goes, I'm not going, and so I want my friends to be there. Hmm. Well, my thing with her
is she not a nice person?
No, that's the thing. Like, she's so sweet. When I say she's perfect, I'm talking about she's funny, she's sweet, she's beautiful, she's everything that I'm not. I'm not going to say I'm not a pretty girl, but this girl is like supermodel beautiful. She's tall. I'm not tall. She's blonde. I'm not blonde.
She's sweet.
She's sweet. I'm not sweet.
Oh, yeah.
She has a great career, you know. And I'm not saying I don't have a great career, but I'm just getting started in my career. She's in the middle of it. And
in a crappy industry. But go with it. You're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm great. So, and you know, she's engaged. I'm not engaged. And, you know, she's
this girl intimidates you.
Intimidates the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, I'm just really hesitant. We're going snowboarding with them this weekend. We're staying at her apartment. I'm just really not looking forward to this weekend at all. And I hate saying that because it sounds so superficial and
why don't you make
ridiculous.
Her your best friend?
Huh?
Make her your best friend.
I don't like really want to make her my
best friend. Why would Joanna have a best friend that would outshine Joanna? You don't do that.
Why not?
Because you just don't.
I do.
Joanna. I think Joanna feels like she's constantly being compared to her.
It's not that I'm comparing myself.
Comparing yourself
I'm comparing
to her.
Myself because...
Do you do that always with other women?
No, I think with her, I just feel like she hits me in my biggest insecurities, which is... You know, she hits my
she offend
enemy.
You offend me because you're you.
Yes.
Do you know a lot about her, like personality wise?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I know as far as like she's a nice person and she's very funny. She cracks me up all the time, which is horrible because I'm the funny one, not her. You know,
so she's got looks and humor on you.
Yes.
Damn.
And height.
Wow.
And
I
height.
Mean, it's just. Flawless. I cannot express you how flawless this girl is.
I'm just confused where the competition comes in. Because if for some reason you guys were going on a girls' weekend and you guys were going to all go out and try to hook up, mm-hmm. like I might understand being intimidated because all the guys are going to like her or want to get her number or whatever it is. But you guys are on a couples' weekend. She's engaged to one of Jason's friends. You're about to be engaged to Jason in the next 2 years at least.
Allegedly.
I'm just kidding. In the next couple of months or whatever it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about like two couples that should be on very level playing field that can form a friendship. And this may be somebody that's in your life for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you and Jason get married and he's really close to this guy, Like, I don't understand where the competition factor comes in, because Jason loves you. He wants to marry you. His friend is in love with her. She wants to marry Jason's friend. She's not after your guy. I don't understand where the competition comes in.
I don't
in.
Understand either. It's just this weird competition that I have in my head.
I know where it comes from.
Where?
Let me answer that question as Joanna. Okay, here's the problem. See, you know what? All right, this girl is perfect. She's so perfect. And I'm Joanna. I'm the star of the show. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, it's me. Like, look at how cute I am. Like, when I have my hair long, people are like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. When I cut my hair short, people are like, oh, my God, look how good you look with short hair. Look at me. Look at everything about me. God, I am funny. People like me. People are supposed to be intimidated by me. And now I go there, and this girl is getting attention. She's pretty, and she's funny. Like, I mean, I hung out with Michelle, and Michelle was really pretty, and she was really tall, but she wasn't funny. I mean, I let her think she was. That way she would stay around, but she wasn't. This girl, I don't have any control over. She's with a guy who I don't, like, I can't kick her out because it's Jason's friend. It's not my friend. I usually kick out people who are better than me.
Are you nervous that you're not going to be the center of attention and she is?
No, not at
Liar.
All. No, honestly, that
Liar.
Is not my thing.
Oh, my God. Honestly, yes, it is.
No, I'm just telling you. She hits on in my insecurities, which is she's tall. She's blonde. She has a great career. She's engaged. Like, all the things that are just not, I mean.
She's got it all.
She's got it all.
But she could be looking at you the same way, hitting on you. You're short. You're cute. You've got brown hair, beautiful eyes. You're naturally pretty. You've got a great relationship.
She got a natural rack, or she have to buy hers, too?
She purchased hers, too.
All right, you're
so
good.
She could be in the same situation as you are.
But hers costs more. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey guys, I love your show.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, it just seems like you know, you're projecting all of your on this girl.
Oh,
I mean, like,
hey,
with straight,
hey,
I got it.
People with straight hair want curly hair, people with curly hair want straight hair. You know, maybe this girl wants to be more like you, and you're preventing this friendship, you know, with all of your insecurities.
That's exactly what Wendy was saying there, except she didn't use the S-bomb.
I try not to curse on the radio.
I think it's funny that dude, he never even realized he cussed on the radio.
He
just kept going.
Went for it.
But I think if you just got to know her and maybe started that sort of bond and just get to feel her out, she may have the same type of insecurities, and you might find that out.
Seek out her flaws?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, everybody has their own flaws and their own insecurities, so if you dig deeper and get to know her a little bit better, then maybe you'll figure that out.
You need to find her weak point. Her flaw.
And yeah.
And totally
then press on it.
Right, and work on her.
Find her flaws and expose them on the radio.
Yes. I think you just got to let it go.
Yes.
And you know what? It doesn't help that, like, my group of friends feel the same way I do about this girl. And we're constantly like, she's perfect. There's no way you're going to compete with the perfection that
is her.
But
see, what's a competition? Who are you competing with? And why? What for? What are you competing for?
I don't know.
To being the best in the whole wide world at whatever?
She makes
you
feel
insecure. I don't know.
I am the princess.
That doesn't
I am
make
the greatest
sense.
Girl ever to leave the country Mexico.
Have you never met another girl that you're just like, wow, that girl just really has everything. She's so perfect. And like, it's not that I'm competing with her. It's just that
I think that perfection thing is dangerous because she's not perfect. She's a human being just like you are. And she's probably got all kinds of insecurities and things she's not sure about just like you are. But you're sort of putting her on this pedestal and you're sort of creating this mock competition that doesn't exist.
Did you used
like,
to do that?
Like, there are other women in the world that, like, you can say are amazing and talented and beautiful. That doesn't take away from what you are.
Is this something that you've had to work on? Because you certainly speak freely about it.
I think everybody does.
I mean, I don't think that I've... I don't think I've had to work
the
on
perfection
that.
Wendy has.
Oh, I mean, I compare myself to other people, and you want to be as good as the next girl and a go-getter and the best of the best. And I can see where Joanna's insecurity plays in. You just want to be as good as the next girl, and if not greater than
at
the next
what?
Girl.
At what's any, the competition?
Everything.
Like, inside of a competition, I can get that, right? Like, if you're both going for the same job, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Wendy, you're up for a new job with somebody else. Yes, I get the fierce competition, sizing her up, whatever, because there's a goal, right? There's something that you're in both in competition for, or for a guy, or for a whatever else. I understand there's inherent competition there, but what Joanna's talking about is just life. Like, who's winning in life? Like, and that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
But don't you think that's what we do with celebrities, though? We're constantly comparing ourselves to a celebrity, and the difference is, like, we see a beautiful celebrity and we're like, oh, well, like Megan Fox. we think she's beautiful. We think she's perfect. Oh, but she's got that tattoo on her arm. That knocks her down. We're always trying to knock the celebrity down so that we feel not as inferior to them. And that's kind of like she, to me, like I haven't found anything to knock her down with yet.
But why so, do you have to?
I don't know. I do that with celebrities too, though. I think all females do that.
So knocking some, the dream. Only way to make you feel better about you then is by knocking somebody else down.
In my own head.
Okay.
I guess.
I think if you can change the way that you think about it and realize there's room for everybody to be awesome and beautiful and cool and smart and all of the things that you're intimidated by her about and that you are those same things, like, I think you'll feel better than you will if you knock her down.
If I hear you clearly, what you're saying is you don't mind that there are other women that are beautiful, have great senses of humor, have a great job. You just don't want them to have a sense of humor that's better than yours, better looking than you, and have a better job than you. You want to be top tier.
I mean, I guess that's my personality, is that I want to be the best and the best out there. I don't think I'm not pretty. I just think she's prettier.
Do you have a picture of her?
She, you can see her on my Facebook.
Okay.
I would like to see this.
I could see that.
I want to see this. Show us the flawless woman.
Yeah.
Bring me this flawless woman. But I do think that it is, it's really honest that I think a lot of women compete with other women.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know they're in competition with them.
I'm so glad I'm a dude. I'm going to hug my testicles later today.
Save that.
Save that.
Can we get that on camera? I can't even fathom me.
If you're not too tired afterwards, you could do that to me too.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.